I'm Johnny Woodlock.
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys. My name is Charlie. Who, may I ask, are you?
Well, I'm your old host with the most country west music, and this time of year, Christmas music. Right here on the Way Back Country Christmas, airing every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 over historic CFRC 119 FM. Stay tuned here, friends, for the best in country Christmas music.
That's okay.
Yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites of Christmas, we're once again back here on the Way Back Country Christmas, our second official tribute to Christmas 2025. With that mentioned, we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway. We can also be heard over local radio dial at CFRC 119 FM throughout the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We can also be heard via our home in the Greater Toronto Area through Durham County's www.oshawarocks.com, where our show is uploaded weekly. With that, we can also be heard a third way, and that, of course, is through YouTube at our Way Back with Johnny Woodlock YouTube channel. I'd also like to remind y'all that we are in the middle of the funding drive here at CFRC 119 FM, and with that mentioned, your generous support in donating to our cause and keeping our station on the air into the future broadcasting in the Limestone City is much appreciated and greatly appreciated as well. You can find out more via our website at www.cfrc.ca. Now, with that mentioned, I would like to open the third and final hour to hear this morning with a double feature of a man who passed away 29 long years ago this past Friday, the 5th of December, 1996. That, of course, is the man we remember as Montana Slim Wealth Carter, the true father of Canadian country music. With that, I would like to salute Old Wealth with a double feature of his great Christmas album called Christmas Time in Canada. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic called The Night Before Christmas in Texas, that is. And then we'll follow with a beautiful and very sentimental classic called Memories of an Old Christmas Card. With that, I would like to welcome you all to this, the third and final hour of our program today. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
The night before Christmas in Texas, you know, way out on the prairie without any snow. Asleep in their cabin were Buddy and Sue, dreaming a Christmas like me and like you. Not stockings but boots at the foot of their bed, for this was in Texas, what more need be said? When all of a sudden from out the still night there came such a ruckus it gave me a fright. And I saw across the prairie like a shot from a gun, a loaded up buckboard come on at a run. The driver was geeing and hawing with a will. The hoss is not reindeer, he drove with such skill. Come on there, Buck Pancho, and Prince to the right. There's plenty of traveling for you all tonight. The driver in Levi's in shirt that was red had a 10-gallon Stetson on top of his head. As he stepped from his buckboard, he was really a sight, with his beard and mustaches so curly and white. As he burst in the cabin, the children awoke, and both so astonished that neither one spoke. And he filled up their boots with such presents galore that neither could think of a single thing more. When Buddy recovered the use of his jaws, he asked in a whisper, "Are you Santa Claus? Am I the real Santa? Ho ho, what do you think?" And he smiled as he gave a mysterious wink. Then he leaped in his buckboard and he called in his drawl to the children of Texas, "Merry Christmas, you all."
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. It sure does, honey. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word and every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental around this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's a memory of an old Christmas card. Yes, you know, darling, I get that feeling about this time every year. But gee, every time I see a Christmas card, I just can't help reminiscing. You know what about? Yeah, that it was really something, that first Christmas we spent together. What a beautiful card you gave me. Why, you must have looked through thousands of them for me. And to find that wonderful poem that, well, it still brings tears to my eyes. And the picture on the cover, gee, I can't forget it. It looks exactly like the little white church where we were first wed. Those were wonderful, wonderful memories. And the lines you added in your own handwriting, I'll always remember them as long as I live. Because it read, to my darling forever, and darling the same to you. There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word and every line. Guess I'm always sentimental around this time. I sure am, darling. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. Just a memory of an old Christmas card. And a merry, merry Christmas to you all.
Now, friends, once again, it's that time to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of Canada. With that mention, I would like to send out some special dedications to some dear friends and listeners today. First of all, for my good friends John and Kathy up there in Guelph, Ontario. It's going to be a legendary Prince Edward Islander. Of course, that is the king of Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and his all-time classic called Jingle Jangle Airplane. Then we'll follow with Michael T. Wall, the king of the Newfies, as we call him, and his all-time classic called Santa Claus is a Newfie. And then we wrap up with another all-time favorite, and it's a song that is going out to Peter and Myrna in Pugwash, Nova Scotia today, but it's going to be a rather interesting song called Smoke the Chipmunk Cat. With that, this one is by Neil Matthews from Prince Edward Island. I also found this on one of Peter's USB drives that he sent me quite a while ago. So with that, we'll welcome you all to the Way Back Tundra Christmas and also the East Coast favorites. Welcome and friends.
Jump on the band, plays jingle jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance on the Christmas jingle jangle way. Jump with a jingle jingle jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance the jingle jangle Christmas day. I was wondering if the fans rock and roll in foreign lands, so my aeroplane and me flew around the world to see. I found out they rock and roll in every place but the old North Pole, and there I saw them swing and sway, and I could hear old Santa. the band plays jingle jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance on the Christmas jingle jangle way. Jump with a jingle jingle jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance the jingle jangle Christmas day. So I flew down and landed there by Mrs. Claus's rocking chair. The reindeer jingle jangled by and Rudolph held his red nose high. Hear the Christmas fairies sing, watch the brownies sway and swing, and then they taught me how to prance the Christmas jingle jangle dance. Jump on the band, plays jingle jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance on the Christmas jingle jangle way. Jump with a jingle jingle jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance the jingle jangle Christmas day. Before I left the old North Pole, I forgot how to rock and roll. The jingle jangle in my brain began to affect my aeroplane. It must have heard old Santa say the jingle jangle all the way, 'cause now it's in the Hall of Fame, a jingle jangled aeroplane. Jump on the band, plays jingle jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance on the Christmas jingle jangle way. Jump with a jingle, jingle, jangle, swing with a single, tingle, tangle, dance the jingle, jangle, Christmas Day. Hey, dance the jingle, jangle, Christmas Day.
I've heard it said that Santa Claus comes from the cold North Pole, but there's a story in Newfoundland that simply must be told. The island knows the legend well, passed down from centuries, and I'm here to tell the whole wide world that Santa is a Newfie. Now this is a true story, just like Aunt Martha's sheep. Why it remains so secret, it truly amazes me. Up on this rocky island home, he became a famous man. It's time that everyone should know that Santa's from Newfoundland. Santa Claus is a Newfie, with a big ho-ho down your chimney with a leap. Merry Christmas, me son, to everyone. Santa Claus is a Newfie. It was a foggy Christmas Eve, the sleigh was loaded down. Santa needed a guiding light to find his way around. Rudolph appeared at the door and Santa lost his speech. He saw his nose and he laughed, ho ho, you've been drinking Newfie screech. So if you're ever in Newfoundland when Christmas time draws near, leave a little mug up for Santa and his reindeer. A drink of screech makes Rudolph's nose as bright as it can be. I swear it's true, believe me, you, Santa's a Newfie. Santa Claus is a Newfie, with a big ho-ho down your chimney with a leap. Merry Christmas, me son, to everyone. Santa Claus is a Newfie. Merry Christmas, me son, to everyone. Santa Claus is a Newfie. Pass the sweets, please.
This song is based on a true story about a small abandoned kitten that we named Smokey. Now almost 3 years old, she still tries to mimic her early chipmunk friends from the country. The little Smoke, the chipmunk cat, came to us by accident on a dark and rainy night, cold and damp and filled with fright. To live had been her destiny until she sat on Daddy's knee, where she was happy instantly, 'cause she had found her family. Christmas time has rolled around, but little Smokey won't be found, living on the cold, cold ground in her little chipmunk town. Just drop by and you will see, right beside our Christmas tree, Santa's lap. There's Little Smoke, the chipmunk cat, sitting on old Santa's lap. There's Little Smoke, the chipmunk cat.
Moonshine and homebrew, new star beer and rabbit stew. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
Hello, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and I would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Johnny Woodlock and myself right here on Way Back Country Christmas.
A good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
Now, friends, following those East Coast favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back Country Christmas, and with that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of a bluegrass Christmas here this morning. I'd like to also send out my merry early Christmas wishes to Sparky, also known as my good friend Sandra Day in Ingleside, Ontario. For her today, it'll be a song by the Country Gentlemen. They have a song back in the day called Back Home at Christmas. Then we'll follow with one of my favorite songs originally done by the Royal Guard, but is done today by a group I met this summer at the Bluegrass Festival in Iroquois. It's going to be Nothing Fancy Bluegrass Band and a song called Snoopy's Christmas. And then we'll wrap up this set with another all-time legendary bluegrass group. That, of course, is Carter and Ralph Stanley and their all-time classic called Christmas Time Is Near. With that, I hope y'all enjoy these high lonesome sounds of a bluegrass Christmas. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Time. The bells in the little church, they all begin to chime, telling all for miles around, rejoice, it's Christmas time.
Christmas bells are ringing, I hear the chime so sweet. The carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world on earth back home at Christmas time. Sparkle in the snow, and through the lonely mountain tops, the wind shrill echoes cry for peace on earth, goodwill toward men, and faith that will not die.
Christmas bells ringing, I hear the chime so sweet. The carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I Christmas time.
High above our little town, so bright to be so far, there shines upon the whole wide world his gift, our guiding star. Everyone in each home can feel a peace sublime and know the joy the Yuletide brings to all at Christmas time.
Christmas bells ringing, I hear the chime so sweet. The carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world of joy and peace on earth, back home at Christmas time. A world of joy and peace on earth, back home at Christmas time.
had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Twas the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. He spied the Red Baron, and fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through our land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? The Baron made Snoopy fly to the right and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Christmas, my friend.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through our land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Saluted his host, and then with a roar they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through our land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill.
Just a lad at home, how long for Christmas time, nothing could go wrong.
Now today as I look back, seem like just a year, going back to see them all, Christmas time is near. Faces once again this year, waiting for me at the door, Christmas time is near.
I can see the pine trees now swaying here and there, they seem to know it's Christmas time, there's joy everywhere.
The ice froze on the branches, what a cool and clear, snowflakes falling, Christmas time is near. Fallen Christmas time is near.
Christmas!
Christmas! Christmas time is near.
Busy sidewalks, city sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. But I want to wish Johnny Woodlock and all of you wonderful listeners a very Merry Christmas here on the Way Back Country Christmas.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the last selection of songs by none other than the Irish Rovers. As they pay tribute one last collection of Irish Rovers Christmas favorites, we're going to pay tribute to three classics. First of all, it's going to be a song that I first sang in school many years ago called Must Be Santa. We'll then follow with one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs, or just regular songs of the Irish Rovers, called The Marvelous Toy. And then we'll wrap up with the Irish Rovers once again and their all-time classic called Christmas in Killarney. With that, I hope to welcome you all to this country Christmas. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau and cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call.
And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. Our hearts are laid, our spirits bright, we'll celebrate our joy tonight. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau, a cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
We'll decorate the Christmas tree when all the family's here. Around the roaring fire, we will raise a cup of cheer. There's gifts to bring and songs to sing and laughs to make the rafters ring. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. Green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
We'll take the horse and sleigh all across the fields of snow, listening to the jingle bells everywhere we go. How grand it feels to click your heels and dance away to the jigs and reels. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. I'm handing you no Blarney, no matter where you roam. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Seems now I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to to him, that marvelous little toy. Well, his eyes nearly popped right out of his head, and he gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. And it went zip when it moved, pop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. And it went zip when it moved, pop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
And a lane, snow is glistening.
Hi, this is Dina Martin, daughter of Dean Martin, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Christmas. He's fabulous. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
And yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome for the third and final part of this great interview, our good friend and the co-founder of the Irish Rovers, Mr. George Miller, all the way from his home in Victoria, British Columbia. It's going to be our good friend, George Miller, to tell us a few stories about how the classic Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer first got recorded back in 1982. Then we're going to hear that all-time classic by the Rovers themselves. So let's sit back and turn the volume up as we pay tribute and hear some more great Irish Rovers stories from my good friend George Miller once again. Here's George.
I understand you have a new tour coming up next year in 2026. Share with us
a little bit
about that if you would.
All right. This one is more in the east, the middle in the east. It starts in Winnipeg and from there we go a few around Toronto. I don't know if we're going to be in your neighborhood, but okay. I haven't seen the schedule yet, but I know we are playing the casino in Orillia, that big
casino.
Yeah, we're playing there again, and mm-hmm. I think there's a couple of places like maybe Hamilton, Ontario, and London, Ontario, some of the places we haven't played in 4 or 5 years, so we're doing some of those dates, and I'm not quite sure where it ends up. Like I'm saying, and I'm the last to know. They just they say to me, do you want to do this? I say, okay, and then I don't really think about it until I actually see the schedule, and I say, who okayed this? And they said, you did. I went, oh yes, right, sorry. Because some days you've got like a 500-mile drive to the next place. You have to get up at 6 in the morning and you get into the rental cars and away you go at 7 in the morning and you don't get in till 3 or 4 in the afternoon. But it happens, and all musicians have gone through that, and it's just something you learn to live with, because as much as you try to not make it much more than maybe 100 or 150 miles a day, that doesn't always happen. And especially in Canada, when you're talking about the prairies, those are big distances between. It's nice to get into Ontario and Quebec, where there's lots of places we can play within 100 miles of each other. Exactly. And so that is really quite a thrill for us. We're, oh good, it's a travel day, but it's only 100 miles, so we'll be there. So that's the type of thing. Then you can get into the hotel and then you can walk around the town and exercise and get your fresh air and all of the things we like to do.
That's right, I hear you. Yes, for sure. So how will you be spending Christmas this year, George?
Well, this year we were going to spend in Ireland, my wife and I, but then her sister took a little ill, so we've decided we better do that another year. So we're going to be here, and what we'll do is my family, this is my second wife, Anne, so my mm-hmm. family, they come and we celebrate that about, I think, around the 14th or 15th of December. They spend a couple of nights here at the hotel right where we live, near us. We go out to a nice restaurant and we have a family night, and then we do the same thing the following week with her family. She has two sons, and I've got grandchildren, and Anne has grandchildren, so there's mm-hmm. lots of family time. And then on Christmas itself, we'll probably go to one of the sons' house for Christmas dinner, and Anne and I will have a nice quiet morning, and we'll wake up and open our couple of little things, and we'll have a special breakfast, which is usually maybe pancakes or something like that. We're both vegans, but on Christmas, we do have pancakes made with dairy. We don't normally eat dairy, but mm-hmm. we do on that day. We won't probably have turkey that night, but we will have lots of vegetables, which I love. Luckily, coming from Ireland, I love Brussels sprouts and cauliflower and turnip and cabbage and
the good stuff. Spuds. Exactly, yes.
Spuds by the ton. So it's easy for me to be vegan that way. So I'm not 100% vegan, but I am probably 95%. Once in a while, I'll have a piece of fish. But other than that, I don't eat any poultry or any beef at all.
Okay, I
20 years probably or more.
And of course, being a Christmas interview, I must ask you about that all-time classic, Grandma Got Ran Over. How did that song ever get recorded by the Rovers?
Well, okay, here's what happened. We were driving across one night. We were in America. We were driving, and I can't quite remember. It was somewhere in North Dakota. We were going to the next gig, and it was, this is years ago. This is even before the Unicorn became popular. We were playing the club, and we had an overnight drive, something like 10 hours to get to the next club. It was like Wyoming or something into North Dakota. It was like through this wintry night, through the blizzards and the snow, and it took us like 12 hours overnight driving. Wow. And we would take turns driving, and the other boys would sleep in the back seat. So we all happened to be awake because we had just sort of left wherever we were playing the club. We had to leave after that show to get to the next place on time. It was probably about 1 o'clock in the morning. We were still all awake, and we're listening to, you know, as you're driving through the states, you pick up different radio stations. So that's what we were doing to keep ourselves awake. And on comes this song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Now, this is probably about 1966 or 1967.
Okay.
And it's a couple called Patsy and Elmo,
yes,
were their name. And we heard them sing this little song. And we were giddy because we had just done four shows in a folk club, and we were still sort of, the adrenaline was still flowing. And the four of us heard this, and we're laughing our heads off, saying, "Whoa, that's a great little song. I've never heard that song before. It must be a new Christmas type thing." And that's the last time. So it was only that one time we heard it, and then we forgot all about it. And then go forward about 20 years to about 1986, I think it was. We're in the studio, and we're doing a Christmas album with Jack Richardson, who is a Canadian producer. He's the one that did the Guess Who, and he did all sorts of good Canadian rock and roll. We decided we would use him to do a Christmas album, because he had done the album before with the hit, Wasn't That a Party? So we said, well, let's get him again for a Christmas CD. So once again, we do all of the Christmas things that we had in our, Will and I had written a couple of songs and picked some regular Christmas songs. Once again, Jack said, "Do you have anything a bit different?" And we said, "You know what? About 20 years ago, I told him the same story. We were driving through the wilds of North Dakota one late night, and we heard this little song called Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer." He said, "Oh, and who was singing it?" And we said, "Somebody called Patsy and Elmo." So he said, "All right, let me see if I can find it." So he went back to his secretary, and she did research, and she found the song. She got the lyrics, brought it to us in the studio the next day, and we had the music there. So that's how we learned it off this. And we rehearsed it for a day, and then we sort of changed it a bit and rewrote some bits of it. And then we decided to record it the next day, just for a lark, to see if it might fit the CD.
I see. And yes.
So it was put on as a last minute thing, and it only took us one day to do it. And there it was. And of course, that's the one on that Christmas album that people will ask me in July, "Sing that Grandma song." I said, "No, it's only for Christmas." And they say, "Oh, please sing it." So we'll do a chorus for them, even if we're doing an outdoor festival in July. Everybody seems to know it. And you either love that song or you hate it. My mother hated it. She says, before she passed away, she says, "Please don't ever sing that song again." And I said, "Oh, Mother, it's a joke. It's a funny song."
Exactly.
My father loved it. My mother didn't.
You can't
win them all. And it's the same with our fans. Some fans say, "We would never, ever really like to hear that song again." We say, but unfortunately, when we do a Christmas show, that's what a lot of them want to hear.
Want to hear it because it's your signature Christmas song.
That's right.
Yes.
I say, cover your ears for the next 3 minutes if you don't want to hear this one.
I have one last question, and I won't keep you long, but just give us little bit of a blessing before we say so long, an Irish Christmas blessing.
Well, an Irish Christmas blessing would be similar to the other ones, just, "May the road rise to meet you, may the wind always be at your back, may your house be free from rent, and may you be with the loved ones that you love on Christmas Day, and remember, it's not hard to smile and press and give kindness. Merry Christmas."
Well, Merry Christmas, George, and I hope to see you next year or soon down the road somewhere.
Hopefully you'll see us in 3 or 4 months. Johnny, Merry, Merry Christmas to you, and hopefully we'll see you on the next tour.
Yes, and let's be in touch in March for St. Patrick's Day.
Would love to.
Yeah, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, all the best, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she'd left her medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, there were hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black. We just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, made a pig, and a blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. And with that mentioned, I have a very special song dedicated to all the kids out there today who either are kids or young at heart. With that mentioned, this next song will be a song that Don Reed and Harold Reed recorded and wrote many years ago. And of course, they are the famed brothers of the Statler Brothers, the most awarded group in country music history. The Statler Brothers were, of course, made up of Lou DeWitt, Phil Bugsley, and Harold and Don Reed. With that mention, it's going to be an all-time classic called The Carols Those Kids Used to Sing. Now, I do hope y'all enjoy this Wayback Song of the Week, and we'll be back following this. Send us all home. Welcome in, friends.
My brother Harold and I wrote that, and we wrote that from actual experience. We used to have a youth group at our church when we were kids, and we would raise money and go on hay rides and go on Christmas caroling tours and all that around that town. And we also would raise money and have buy gifts for needy kids and families that were in need and deliver the packages there. And those verses that we talk about are things that actually happened to us, and as we would sing carols and go around from house to house at Christmas time.
About three nights before every Christmas, we'd load Mr. Bradley's truck with hay. 7:30 on the dot, on the church parking lot, we'd pile in that old truck and ride away. Just a bunch of kids singing Christmas carols to the hospital and the old folks home. Sometimes we'd go in and sing them all again to a shut-in who was living all alone. Singing joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King.
each year, I still love to hear the carols those kids used to sing. Then one year, all of us decided everyone would bring some food on Christmas Eve. Bought a turkey and some toys for some underprivileged boys who lived with their grandma on relief. She had told them there wouldn't be a Christmas, and the look on their faces I still see. I'm glad for what we did, 'cause we made some happy kids dance around where there might have been a tree. Singing joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. And at Christmas each year, I still love to hear the carols those kids used to sing. Singing joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. And at Christmas each year, I still love to hear the carols those kids used to sing. Singing joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. And at Christmas each year, I still love to hear. Christmas each year, I still love to hear the carols those kids used to sing.
Hi, this is Don Reed of the Statler Brothers, wishing you all a very country Christmas with my friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Christmas.
And at Christmas each year, I still love to hear the carols those kids used to sing.
Now, friends, it's once again that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show. And as we say so long this morning, I would like to thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning into the program this morning on our second official Way Back Country Christmas. And also, with that mentioned, I would like to also thank our good friend George Miller of the Irish Rovers for being on the program as well. Now, let's send us all home with two classics. First of all, it's going to be that all-time classic sacred Christmas favorite called Silent Night, as performed by the Irish Rovers, and then we'll send us all the way home with Whisper and Po' Boy Bill Anderson and that all-time classic great message song called Still Believing in Christmas. So with that, may God bless and keep you all till we meet again next weekend, same great time, same great place, on this channel next weekend, as we pay tribute to another collection of great Christmas favorites. So long, and may God bless and keep you all till we meet again. So long for now, friends.
God, love. My favorite time of year again. Of course, I'm talking about Christmas. Oh, I've got so many great memories of Christmases in my life. Everybody gathering at our house. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Going with my daddy to pick out a Christmas tree for the whole family to decorate. I once even played the part of a shepherd in a Christmas play at church. Oh, and I still remember how hard it was to go to sleep on Christmas Eve. Knowing that Santa was on his way. But you know, things have changed a lot down through the years, and somewhere along the way, I think maybe the world just got in too big of a hurry. I first began to notice it when people started writing Xmas instead of Christmas. And now some people want to call Christmas the winter break or the winter holiday. And that's sad to me, because it seems like folks are even afraid to say the word Christmas anymore. Well, the first word in Christmas is Christ, and it's his birthday that those of us who call ourselves Christians celebrate every December 25th. I wouldn't dare try to tell anyone else that they couldn't celebrate the holiday of their faith any way they might see fit. The last time I checked, this was still the land of the free. And that means that I'm free to celebrate Christmas for what it means to me. So I'm going to go out this year, and I'm going to buy Christmas presents. And I'm going to send my friends Christmas cards and sing Christmas carols and eat Christmas cookies and tell the Christmas story to my kids and my grandkids and anybody else that might care to listen. Okay, call me politically incorrect if you want to. I've been called a lot worse things in my life. I've seen a lot of Christmases come and go down through the years, and I'm looking forward to this one, and the next one, and the next one. So allow me to say to you and yours, Merry Christmas, because even after all this time, in fact, maybe now even more than ever, I am still believing in Christmas.
Another day gone by, with good friends all around me, how the time did fly.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here's your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show